Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Yuma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos B'shalom Yizalm Nivzugas Amar Siyat V'Chayetz Chalot Zayim. They should be gebenched with Asach Hatzlach and Siyat Nishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Zala. And B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, she should be Zecher of Andrew Zivak Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue talking about this pious, these lotteries that are done in the Beis HaMikdash, divvying up the different jobs that are done by the Kehanim. So Mishnah Dalet tells us Hapayas HaShlishi, the third lottery, Chadashim L'Ktairis Boyo Vafisu, the one that was in charge of it, he would announce those that are new to the Ktairis should come and join the lottery. Why only those that are new to the Ktairis? Meaning a kind that hasn't had a chance to bring the Ktairis yet, why not join everyone in? That's because there's a skula for the one that brings the Ktairis to become rich. So someone who already had that chance and he already got to bring the Ktairis, he doesn't get to join this lottery. Vervi, the fourth lottery, the kind who announces, says, Chadashim im yashanim, new people and old people, meaning it doesn't make a difference whether or not you've gotten to do this Havaida. Mi malei varmen akevesh lamizbeach. This is a lottery for who's going to bring the limbs of the Karbanos from the ramp up onto the Mizbeach. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about a number of Kehanim bringing the limbs of the Karban Tamid and other things like flour and wine of the Karban Tamid to the ramp in the Mizbeach, but they didn't actually bring it up in the Mizbeach and put it on top of the Mizbeach. Over here, this fourth lottery is referring to the one that's going to actually bring it up onto the Mizbeach. Now going on to Mishnah, we continue talking about this. The Mishnah tells us, Tamid Karev B'tisha Ba'asara Ba'chanasar B'shneimasar Loi Pachas V'layayasar. The Tamid is going to be brought with 9, 10, 11, or 12 Kehanim, not less than that and not more than that. So the Mishnah asks Ketzad, how is this? Atzmai, the Karban Tamid itself, B'tisha, is brought with 9. As we learned about two Mishnayos ago, there are 6 that are bringing the Evarim, one that brings the flour for the Mincha, one that brings the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, and one that brings the wine. That's a total of 9. B'chag, when we're talking about the Karban Tamid being brought on Sukkis, B'yad Echad Tzlechas Shamayim, another Kohen holds a jug or a flask of water in his hand, that's for Nisa Chamayim, Harei Kan Asara, so that's a total of 10. Bein Harabayim, on a standard day, the afternoon Tamid, B'achad Asar, is brought with 11 Kohanim. What's the Cheshbin? Hu Atzmai B'tisha, the Karban Tamid itself is brought with 9, as we had just said, Ushnayim B'yadam Shnei Gizri Eitzim, and there are 2 other Kehanim that are holding wood, this wood's being added to the Mizbeach. So 9 plus 2 is a total of 11. And B'Shabbos B'Achad Asar, on Shabbos, the Karban Tamid is brought with 11, Hu Atzmai B'tisha, the Karban Tamid itself was with 9 Kehanim, Ushnayim B'yadam Shnei B'zichei Levayna Shalachim Apanim, and 2 Kehanim held 2 spoons of Levayna, frankincense, for the Lachim Apanim. U'B'Shabbos Shebesoich Echag, and U'B'Shabbos during Sukkis, B'yad Echad Soich HaShamayim, so another Kohen had this jug of water in his hand. That's a total of 12. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to talk about different Karbanos and how many Kehanim are going to bring them. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.